Hello, hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of The Source with your favorite host on podcast, Don and...
Till. Hi, guys. Happy anniversary, babe.
Did you love my... Oh, my God. I was going to do this whole, like...
Oh, we're going to do something cute for me.
Yeah, you really...
Okay, don't worry then. Rewind.
No, it's fine. Like, so...
Start from the start. Go on.
I'm really working on an intro. I think we nailed the intro.
Tell me the anniversary story.
No, I was just going to say it to everyone, like, guys, today is our first... wedding anniversary. We have been married for a year.
365 days.
Blissful days.
I don't know. Was it a leap year? I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Oh my God. Now you're getting really deep into the mathematical equations. Like on the last podcast, you dropped us with some really big knowledge.
I know, but I have been given some guidance from you to not breathe into the microphone. So I'm going to try a little bit harder to not deep breathe into the microphone. It's hard to get air in sometimes. What can I say?
You got to turn your head, breathe, turn your head back to the podcast, breathe. Okay.
Got it.
Guys, we are so excited to be doing this podcast. Like, Till and I are having the best time. Like, I don't know if it's because it's a new year and
we just love the sound of our own voices. No, it is what it is.
No, we don't, because we don't like listening back.
Oh, yeah, I actually don't listen back.
We don't really listen back. We have other people listen back and give us feedback. But I don't know if it's like the beginning of the new year where you just feel like fresh and inspired. But I'm just vibing right now and like, I'm just excited to do this. And I really am hoping we can keep the consistency on this.
We are.
Yeah. So two consecutive weeks.
New year, new us.
New year, new us. So happy anniversary. I love you with all my heart. And let's get into the podcast. So because we are vibrating on high frequencies, I want to bring you guys great energy. Till and I have been really thinking, reflecting. And over the last year or two, we've sort of changed our approach when it comes to external engagements.
We've cracked the code.
We think we've cracked the code and we want to share it with you because I feel like if we can all collectively nail this concept, the world is going to be a better place 100%.
I feel like that time I won't name the restaurant, but when we were at a restaurant, everything was going really bad. Do you remember when we just turned it into a game? I'll tell that story.
Tell the game. Start with that.
So we were at a restaurant. It was Don, myself and my dad, and we had gone out for lunch. And sorry if it's like, this is like a brief, because I don't want to give too many details. I don't want to shame any restaurants, but it was a terrible experience. Like literally everything was going wrong at this restaurant. It was so hard to get a drink. It was so hard to get service. For an example, the waitress was wiping the tables that had crumbs on the table. And instead of like wiping them into like her cloth, she literally just wiped it straight onto the seat. Like she didn't even try. Like it was just they all had attitude.
It was fascinating. I'll just jump in quick because like we had pre-booked this guy. So like one thing about me is I'm really big on experiences. So if we book a restaurant and we're booking something nice and we took your dad out to this one. We wanted to just have the best experience because like, you know, if you've booked a restaurant on a Saturday or whatever and like your whole day is just planned around going to this experience.
But the thing is, you should never allow someone else to ruin your experience, right? So we're sitting there, we're like looking around, like everything, it was bad. Like nothing was great. Everything was coming out really slow. Food was coming out really slow. Drinks were not coming out at all. We had other person, like the people before's food in our laps from when they were at the table. Like, anyway, we all looked at each other and we thought, okay, we're going to make the waitresses love us. Like, that's just like a little game that we play instead of sitting there and like feeling shit and like ruining the whole lunch. So the waitresses obviously weren't great and that wasn't a great like starting point for the lunch, but we could have made the decision to be like, oh, fuck this is shit. Like sit there sulking, eating our food, whatever. Yeah, but
can
we didn't.
Can I speak to your manager and just complain?
But collectively, we decided that the game was to make the waitresses love us. And by the end of their lunch, they would be in a great mood. Everyone would be in a great mood. We would have had a great lunch. We would have won. So that's exactly what we did. And we ended up having fantastic lunch. The waitresses loved us. And we ended up connecting with them later on as well. So it's so funny how that works. We could have made the decision to continue on that back foot and ruined our whole lunch. But instead, it became like this personal little like conquest, is that right word? Between the three of us to like play this game, play this level and win it. And we did. And it was so good. And ever since we did that, I feel like we really just changed our mindset on things.
Something just clicked.
Yeah. You know,
when it sort of ties into the evolution of how we've grown and how we've become successful and how we're striving to be more successful in life. And we've just realized that success is found in the relationship between two people. What was funny about that lunch is, you know, we left for the day and you got a DM.
I don't want to say restaurant it was.
No, we're not going to say it, but you got a DM from the people that were working and saying like, hey, it was lovely serving you. We follow you. We know the brand, blah, blah. So we realized in that instance, you know, you know, people know who we are when we're going out. We can't afford, or we don't want to afford, to go to a restaurant and have someone or any engagement have people say, hey, oh, wow, Don and Till, such shit people, Stacks is such a shit brand, et cetera, et cetera. So we've learned that you got to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, totally. And putting happiness in your own hands, not relying on someone else's, like someone else's emotions to control how you're feeling. Just because, you know, it wasn't great at the start doesn't mean it doesn't have to be great for the whole time.
Well, you can control the narrative of your experience,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And then it becomes kind of funny. Like if they're in a really, like, I mean, for this example, it ended up being fantastic, but if it doesn't work, it just becomes a bit funny and a bit of a game to you. And I don't mean like to be like narky or whatever, or like condescending, but it's just like, it's fun. You just keep trying and like, maybe you'll break through. Like it just, it takes some pressure off just like having a shit day and accepting that it's a shit day or a shit meal. Like, no, you have the power to turn that around. Why not give it a go?
And it's the reflection and the reminder of every situation we in can be exactly the same. Like mm-hmm. you and I, we all as leaders in our own lives have the ability to change up the situation in every single occasion. And Till and I have
We do it all the time.
We do it intentionally. Like, yeah. You know, we can arrive at a situation, and I'm a perfectionist guy. So like, I need things to always be perfect. So it's really hard for me sometimes to get to a restaurant or a meeting or something and things are out of my control and they're just not flying smoothly. We do stop. We stop and we're like, okay, Till will usually pull me in line and be like, hey babe, like let's control the situation, or like let's try and be nice. And then we dig deep and we flip the whole environment.
Absolutely. Asking a waiter how they are and actually listening to their response. That try it. It literally changes everything. If you just give people a little bit more time than you normally would in your busy life and give people the same respect that you would like to receive, it literally flips the script.
But it's the funniest thing. Like you go to a situation, you go to a fuel station or a fast food joint or a meeting. If you start being nice, if you start, and that's the whole point of this conversation, it's like, let's explore the concept of being nice first.
Hold the door open for someone.
You know, you walk into the fuel station, is my favorite one. Like every time we go and put in fuel, the one near us is my favorite. Like they'll often try and have a bit of banter, and I'm watching people go in and out and they're just trying to pay, go. And I'm like, sometimes when they are passing compliments and they say, hey, have the best day or have a nice day, whatever. When people walk by, I'm like, I just see like the sadness on their face because they don't get the expression. So I always try and make an effort to like say, hey, have a nice day back, or how's your day going, or how's, you know, just engage in the conversation.
Absolutely. It just puts a good tone in the space that you are, and it changes the experience for everyone involved.
I remember when we first sort of started the business and I had to fight to get everything, like in like deals, in like arrangements, in like contracts, in with all the big service providers with our little business, like they would always try and bully us into like paying the most. So I sort of developed like this war mentality in myself, and I would just go out and fight.
You're just expecting a fight from everybody right from the get-go.
It was a horrible experience. Like, and if I had to go back, I would definitely do exactly the same, because I would always work and win a dollar here or a dollar there or percentage here on the deals. But I used to feel like a really shit human when I got off those conversations, those phone calls. And these days it's a little bit different. So I try really hard now to win deals and to win engagements by just being nice, just being a good, nice person.
Absolutely. And I think if there's not a fight to fight, like there isn't, sometimes you do obviously have to be like a boss and strict and, you know, this kind of thing. But a lot of the time you don't have to go into battle for every single thing. Like just be nice, take an extra 20 seconds and have a conversation with someone, because it will improve the experience for both of you guys. And then the next time you see them at the fuel station, for example, they'll remember you, you get treated a lot better, and it's just like a happier place. And I think as well, we are such locals at our favorite restaurants, our favorite places, and we have such a great experience there. But that's because we've built relationships with the people that are working there. We go, as you guys know, we go to Bill's like every single weekend, and we know everyone there. They look after us because we're friendly. We see them there every weekend. We're always making banter. We're always putting time aside to talk to them, as opposed to just like sitting down, getting served and leaving. And I think that makes such a huge difference. I think it's a game changer. It's literally transformed every single experience we have. If I see someone and I like their dress, I'll tell them I like their dress. You know, if I'm looking at a girl, like I look at like outfits all the time, like what people are wearing, and I smile when I do it. and they smile back. And I think it's like an unexpected thing, because a lot of the time, if you're like a female looking at another female, maybe you're like judging them or whatever, you're looking at them and it's not like you're not giving off that positive energy, but it's just like when you look at them, I love their outfit, I'm smiling at them, they smile back, they'll even say hello sometimes. They've built friendships that way. It's just making that little effort. If they don't like reciprocate it, you're absolutely no loss, because you're in the same spot that you were in before, but you also feel a little bit better because you've like gone out of your way to do something nice for someone. And selfishly, that also makes you feel really good.
It's the weirdest thing. I was even reflecting, like, guys like look at each other and there's like this whole territorial, egotistical scenario, even at gyms or whatnot. Like I'm doing exactly what you're doing, and I'm like trying to break that energy when you make eye contact with someone, like crack a smile. And, and like you just see their egos deflate. You just see their like their hero mentality just deflate, and they crack a smile back. And all of a sudden, like, there's this friendly environment when people can just get into fights for no reason because you think they're looking at you a funny way.
Literally. Even, like, let someone, I don't know, I don't drive that much, but, like, if someone's trying to merge, let them merge in. Give, like, a friendly guy way. Like, it's
fine. The road rage one, it doesn't exist. Like, why is it road rage? This is the funniest thing. Like, I mean, all these examples relate to the same concept of what we're talking about now. And I'm thinking, like, when people are racing on the freeway and then, like, they speed around us and, you know, you're not merging or something and they get angry at you and then you arrive at the traffic light.
You meet them at the traffic light.
At exactly the same time. Do you know what I mean?
It's so embarrassing if you've been, like, a dickhead about it.
It's the most fascinating. Like, take a breath. You're not going to win. There's no race to win. Be polite. Be kind.
If people make mistakes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that you need to, like, go off at them. Like, it's just, like, life is not that serious. Let me rephrase that. There are more serious things in life than, for example, someone forgetting a poached eggs at breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it's not in the big scheme of things. And maybe it's because we have, like, a lot going on now. Like, big problems. I mean, big problems, big things to deal with.
A lot of problems.
These little things are so, we're so chill. It's irrelevant. Like, it's cool. Whatever. Like, I just think, also, it comes back to you. I always think, for example, I think of this, if I was in a really busy line, like, you know how if you're a female, you're trying to go to the bathroom, there's always a line. If someone runs in there, is like, I'm so busting, can I please go? Let them go. This has never happened before, but I just think let them go, because if I was about to like wee myself and there was a massive long line and I needed to get to the front, what if no one let you in? Like, just little things like that. Just like, it will always come back to you. Karma comes back around. So if you can help someone or make someone else's day better, do it. And in turn, it will make your day, your life better too.
But there's another element in this world we live in called karma. You're going to realize when you start practicing these little things on a daily basis, all of a sudden things are just going to start working out for you. And I don't know. I think if it
happened to us.
It's always happening to us.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, I have another example. You know, airports and airplanes, like, this is the most fascinating concept to me. Like, obviously airports are stressful and obviously getting onto the plane is stressful, but the plane's not going to take off without you if you're in the line, if you're racing to get on.
As long as you're at the airport.
Yeah,
don't fuck it up all of us and stay home.
And I just watch people get super agitated and like edgy in these situations that you can control the situation. Like, things don't have to be so complex or difficult for you.
And also, I saw this meme the other day and it was like, bad things always happen to me because I'm the main character and it's part of the plot. Isn't that cool? Right? Yeah, think about that. Take a second.
No, that's deep. Like, I got it the first time.
But it's quite nice, isn't it? Like, it's like, okay, I don't necessarily think like bad things happen to me, but like things happen all the time. And it's because you're the main character in your life. It's part of the plot and it's all part of a little test by God or whoever, just to see how you handle it and what you deserve next in life.
But we have to change that narrative internally, though. Like, life is good for, like, the natural setting.
If you're able to hear, listen to our podcast, you have, like, you know, internet, you have a roof over your head. Like, life's bloody good.
I always, where were we recently? We were in a high building, and I always look down at a high building, and, I look at the little people, everyone in their own little world.
How irrelevant we are.
Literally. And you can do this when you're flying or when you're on the top floor of a high building. Like, look down. Especially if you're in the city or something, look down and just watch all the little people. Everyone's on their own little mission.
Everyone
like Sims,
is their main character. Yes,
right?
Everyone's a Sim. Everyone is a main character in their story. They've all got a completely different story. They're seeing the world from their eyes, which is completely different to your eyes. They are the main character in their movie. Everyone is.
But you can control the script because we all think that, like, it's all problematic.
It's happening
all this
to me.
Is happening. I've got all these bills to pay. I've all this drama to deal with. I've all these relationships that are problematic. My best friend's in this. we all go through the same sort of thing. But when you just elevate yourself and you look down on these problems, you realize you're bigger than it and it doesn't really exist. It doesn't really matter. Do you know, like we can all coexist in life and it can be harmonious, it can be exciting. But for some reason, we just get so tunnel visioned in our own selves that I think we're missing the true plot of the movie.
So off the top of your head, what are like a couple of things that people can do, like take from this podcast and go and do it right now?
The next person you meet could be your family. The very, very next person
you like engage with,
You're driving to work right now. You're driving to the fuel station. It's early Monday morning. This podcast is being released. Like the first person you engage with, greet them, say, hey, good morning. If they say to you, hey, how's your day going? Good, thanks. How's your day going?
And keep eye contact. Say, how are you? And look at them.
Really?
And listen to what like they care. Say. You don't have to have a whole like, oh, what are your plans for today? You don't need a whole thing. Just hear them. Literally hear the person.
Look at the other person as a person equal to you.
Not just serving you.
It's one thing I do now when we go to cafes. I really, really do this. I'm like, I look at the people and I'm like, this guy's not my slave. This guy's not my servant. The sales assistant's not there to work for me. The people at Woolies are not there just to do everything I ask. If I have a tantrum at the bank, it's not the checkout chicks or the service desk person to like cater for my every needs. They're another person that showed up on the day to do the best that they can do to earn an income to support their families. Like,
I think you should be able to describe what the person looks like afterwards, right? Oh, so like that make that a little like, mission. So like if simple. Someone is, you know, if a waiter is serving you, you should be able to pick out which waiter served you. You should be able to pick out to tell someone what that person looks like. Look at them. They are people. I think that's so important.
And be friendly.
Yes.
Here's the concept. Be nice. Two words. Be nice in every engagement. Here's a cool thing. Like when you're saying that, I'm realizing one thing. I'm like, if you can give that person attention, you've done something super differently in their day. They are going to be able to remember you the next time. They'll remember what you wore. They'll remember what energy you gave them. So you best believe next time you go to the cafe and you're standing in line, they're going to come pick you out.
Yeah.
Our entire lives will elevate if we can just practice these principles.
And if everyone does it, imagine how good life is going to be, because there'll be no bad experiences. Everyone listen to this podcast, share it with your friends, let them know these are the new life rules.
We have to make this the movement. I just really need people to support this. Like, it's not about like, you know, this thing that Don and Till's come up with. This is something we've learned, and this is something we've learned from other people in life. Like if everyone can start practicing this, can you guys imagine what a great day it's going
to
be?
I think that's the thing, is like just be able to describe the people that you interacted with once you finish the interaction, because you need to see a person as a person. That'll make all the difference. So we're going to ask someone how they are, look at them and listen. You don't have to carry on the conversation, but at least like hear them out. Hold the door open for someone. That's a good one too.
Yeah, but just say thank you.
Yeah. Always, and also finish. I think as well, something we learned from in America, I mean, I get they're working for tips, but I actually love it because it means they're giving you real good service. You know, when you say thank you, you say you're welcome, they say pleasure, or you say thank you and you always finish it. So if someone says thank you, say pleasure or say you're welcome. It honestly, there's something about it as opposed to like just ignoring the thank you, because you're acknowledging that they're polite back.
Yeah.
That makes such a difference.
Whenever we say thank you, they'll say, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Or you say like pleasure or like, of course, or something. Just finish the conversation. It makes a difference. It really does. Try it. So there you go. Say you're welcome. Hold the door open for someone and ask someone how they are and listen and try and remember what that person looks like. Your four tips for today.
It's not difficult.
And it becomes a habit. It's second nature now. I can describe everyone that I interacted with today.
Oh, this just makes me so exciting.
It does. I feel passionate talking about this.
I'm just going to walk around the shopping mall. I'm kind of that guy
also
now.
Also read the room though. Sometimes Don will make like a dad joke and I'm like, babe, they don't want a joke. Like it's fine. Like
I always try and diffuse the situation with like a little bit of comedy.
A little funny.
A little joke. Like we walked into the Crown the other day.
Oh no.
I thought it was great. She
I'm glad
loved
that you
us.
Did.
No, it's like you make
she
these little jokes.
She loved us after I bullied you for doing dad jokes.
Exactly. But that's part of the
True,
that's
part
of the game. It's part of the game. So we walked into Crown. It was the most... The weather was just crazy.
We couldn't even stand at the reception because as soon as every single door opened, we were like blown over by the wind.
Can I just say something on top of that? Like another thing that's so funny about how the mind works and how the narrative controls our environment. Like, you know, when it's the weather is just windy and rainy, like the conversation everyone has on the day, oh, the weather's shit. Oh, the weather's bad. Oh, the, and then all of a sudden, like, it's like this negative day. Mm. The weather's just being the weather.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
it's just the weather's been there, and then we've gone and said, like, oh, it's so bad. So we've, like, cursed this day, and that's the conversation everyone sort of has the day, right?
I think we're very good at – I mean, sometimes I think I'm probably a bit annoying that I can flip the situation. But, like, if it's, like, if it's a shitty day
– you get a bit annoying sometimes.
If it's a shitty day, I'm like, oh, my God, it feels like we're in Europe. Like, do you know the weather – like, I can just – if something isn't, like, perfect, I will just, like, flip it to it and pretend it's a perfect and ideal situation.
Well, it's one of the things that Till does, and it's a great thing for our relationship, because I can get – I'm not pessimistic, but I can get a bit, like – I love a bit of tea and I love a bit of, like
– you're sometimes quite pessimistic.
I think, like, one little rule in our relationship is, like, if something's bad, if something's not working out, we don't, like, beat around the bush. Till will be like, okay, hey, we're going to change our attitude about this right now. We're going to start having a better day, or we're going to – and
you can just call it for what it is sometimes. You can say, this is shit, but I'm not going to let it control my day. A day, like, you might have a bad minute, doesn't mean you have a whole bad day.
Like, it can be so annoying, but I've learned to also, like, listen to that. I'm like, okay, now I literally have to get over myself internally, and we just roll with it. And guys, 90% of the time, 100% of the time, it, like, turns that bad experience, that experience you would have perceived as bad, into a positive experience.
But I also think, like, God, universe has a plan for everything. For example, if, like, the other day we were at a photo shoot and the keys were locked in the car in the van at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the keys were locked in the van at the hotel that all the team was staying at, and the van was filled with all the clothes, the cameras, everything. And so we ended up having to literally smash the window. I didn't do it. It was Don. 3 a.m. Smash the window, and we arrived at the shoot an hour later at, like, 6 instead of 5 or whatever. But, like, God's plan, we weren't supposed to be on the road at that time. That's how I look at things. So I'm like, you know what? That sucks, but there was, like, someone who's looking out for us, and there's a reason for this.
Yeah, right. I think rather say thank you. So what I said to the team, like, when one of the guys called me at 3 and I'm like, hey, Don, we accidentally locked the keys in the car. And I realized in that moment, I can control the narrative of how this entire day goes. Like, these guys are already feeling shit about what's just happened.
This is exactly like 360 of what we were just saying.
This is a practical example. Yeah. So, like, at 3 a.m. in the morning, and by the way, we took a whole group of models, and we're about a 10-person group on this shoot. And it's 3 a.m. in the morning, the big day of the shoot, and my guys locked the keys in the car.
Oopsies.
And they called me, and in that moment I realized, I was like, I can control the narrative of this day, and I can control how this day is going
to go. And it's your responsibility
too. Yeah, as a leader,
yes,
it's my job to make sure that everything always runs smoothly. So I could have, like, lost my shit as a boss, and I could have, like, been so frustrated and whatever. And I just said, I was like, oh, that's not ideal. I'll be down in a second. We'll figure this out. Got down. We tried everything we could to open the car, but no one had spare keys. We're in the middle of the Blue Mountains. There's no roadside assistance. So the only option we had was to smash the window. So anyway, we smashed the window. We made jokes about it. And then I remember saying to the team, I was like, well, I think there's probably a reason we weren't supposed to be on the road at this time. So, you know, let's look at it as a positive. And everyone's energy just elevated, and we all just had the very best day.
Don't let one thing ruin your entire day.
It happened for us.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some things we can control. And if you can't control it, just let it be.
It's the same as, like, today when we're walking Nanny, Day, our dog, we're walking her.
Walking our grandmother.
I don't know. Walking her, and her lead came off. Like, you can lock the lead on her harness, but we don't usually do that. But her lead came off, and she walked, and her lead was off. So we, like, told her to stop, and she stopped, and we put the lead on. And then I was like, okay, so, like, let's make sure we lock it. And Don's like, yep, okay, we will. And instead of either of us being pissed off that the lead came off, or she, like, everything was fine, the situation was fine, we actually were thankful that we learned that lesson, that we had to lock the lead while there were no dogs around, because Nanny is really, really well behaved until there's a dog, then she would have, like, run to them, and then we would have lost control. But, like, God, universe showed us that we needed to lock it. At that point, we take the lesson. No one's pissed off at each other because Nanny got off the lead. We just know now that we need to lock it, and we move on, right? It's like accepting things and seeing the best case scenario.
Well, here's the thing, right?
No, so actually not best case scenario. I'm not a best case scenario girl, but I do find a positive in everything. Every cloud has a silver lining.
You try and avoid getting to the point of best case scenario.
What do you mean?
You try and make sure that everything's always taken care of before we get to a situation where you have to look at it as, like, oh, let's try and figure out the best case scenario in the problem.
Yeah.
Even in that situation with Day's harness, you know, one thing I have to work and I struggle with is losing my ego when people tell me how to do things. Why are you looking at me like?
I'm glad we have this on record.
Why are you looking at me
so funny? I'm gonna keep that sound bite and just like make it my ringtone or something.
But I've learned that, and I've learned, and I am learning that it's important to listen to the message. It's not us versus each other. It's us versus the problem, right? Like that's like a motto we have in our relationship. So in that instance, I could have been really shitty about the fact that I didn't have Day's lead on, but I decided to listen
to you. Be thankful, yeah.
And be like,
thankful we learned that lesson in a safe environment.
We are going to make sure that we take that seriously. Anyway, I wanted to jump back to the crown situation where I walked in and I cracked this joke about the weather.
Yeah.
And I said to them, it was storming, like it was rainy and windy. And I said to the girl, I was like,
hey. The first thing he said as he walked up to the desk.
I was like, is the pool open today? And she just looked and she was like, it was the cutest thing. She was like, yes, I think it's open today.
She was
and
looking
like,
it up. No, I was just standing there
and
dying.
Was like, no,
I was like,
he's just
joking. Don't worry. He's trying to make a dad joke.
And then we just laughed about
it. It ended up being great because like she was like, oh, okay. Like, whew.
And she loved it. And we had a great conversation about the room. And I think it made her day. I really feel like that change of engagement just really made, you know, even if it's for 2-3 minutes, like having a crack with someone in their workplace. And I don't know. I think that's something we try hard. And if my jokes are bad, if you're listening to this podcast and I'm coming to your place of work or something and I crack a funny joke, guys, I'm trying to make a joke and you have to laugh.
And we're going to have the best time. Even if it's at him, just don't tell him. But honestly, I think, guys, put those practices into play. Do it today and I swear you'll have a great day. And let us know how you go too.
And please pay it forward. Like share this podcast, share this message. People don't even have to listen to this.
People got
to
know the new rules.
But if you can share this message and like force people to be nice, be nicer.
People will be nice if you're nice to them. That's how, life is a mirror. It's a reflection.
And on that note, we'll conclude the podcast here.
Ciao.
Guys, thanks for listening. We love you. Please share it with your friends and family. Bye.